Hey, I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. Hope you had a great weekend. We have a lot to cover as we kick off this last week of September, starting with the race for the White House. When voters head to the polls next year, President Obama will likely be the candidate for the Democratic Party. We don't know yet who will represent the Republican Party. A group of candidates have been facing off against each other, hoping to get the Republican nomination. Over the weekend, those candidates faced off in two straw polls. The results don't mean anything official. They just give us an idea of where voters might be leaning. In Florida, Herman Cain came out on top. The talk show host and former businessman got 37% of the votes in that straw poll. Texas Governor Rick Perry, the front runner in recent polls for the Republican nomination, came in second with just over 15%. Governor Perry also finished second in a Michigan straw poll. Those results came out yesterday. There, Perry lost out to former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who got 51% of the votes. Romney was expected to win. He's from Michigan, and he won that state's Republican primary when he ran for president in 2008. Following up on a story from last week when NASA wasn't sure where debris from a satellite might crash on Earth. Well, they're still not sure, even though this thing crashed sometime late on Friday night. The UARS, Upper Atmosphere Research Satellite, was huge. It was the size of a bus. It weighed several tons. NASA didn't expect the whole thing to make it back to Earth, but they did think a couple of dozen parts could survive re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. John Zarella and Reynolds Wolf are here to talk about where the UARS might have come down and how likely it is that someone actually saw it fall.
NASA says that the satellite did re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. They're saying that the Joint Space Center in Vandenberg Air Force Base out in California said that it actually re-entered over the Pacific Ocean between those times, but they don't know exactly when or where it those parts that were expected to reach Earth actually landed. So that video over Texas, a long way from the Pacific Ocean. I mean, that may be a stretch.
We do have some interesting eye reports. You'll see these taken from Minnesota where we definitely see something in the skies above. Could this be part of the satellite? It could be. But you have to remember that when it comes to things from out in space making contact with the planet Earth, actually making the way through the atmosphere, it happens about 20,000 times per year. So there's a variety of stuff it could possibly be. Is it possible? Certainly, by all means. But is there a way that NASA's going to be able to tell without any question that this thing specifically is connected with that satellite? It's impossible to say.
Today's shout out goes out to Mrs. Barron's class at the St. Jude School in Mountain Top, Pennsylvania. Which of these North African countries is Libya? If you think you know it, then shout it out. Is it A, B, C, or D? You've got 3 seconds. Go. On this map, the nation labeled C is Libya, which is more than 90% desert or semi-desert. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
Libya's new leaders say they want to make sure that all regions in that country are represented in Libya's new government. But they have to figure out just what that government's going to look like. The National Transitional Council, the NTC, is holding 3 days of talks about the formation of Libya's new government. The group says putting the government together could take up to a week. Last week, one member of the NTC said the group won't announce its new government until the fighting is over in towns that are still loyal to former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Remember, Gaddafi's out of power, but the battles for control of the country are still going on. Fighters on both sides are still being killed or wounded. Hopping across the Mediterranean Sea to Spain, where the region of Catalonia is beginning a new era today. It's one where the centuries-old tradition of bullfighting is no longer allowed. The regional government voted last year to ban bullfights after an animal rights group got 180,000 signatures on a petition. The opinions on both sides of bullfighting are pretty strong. It has a long tradition in Spain. It has inspired artists and writers, like American writer Ernest Hemingway, for instance. And it's something that many Spaniards consider an important part of their culture. But people on the other side of this debate argue that it's cruelty against the bulls. They're hoping this leads to similar bans in other parts of Spain. Right now, this only affects Catalonia. Bullfighting is still legal in most of the rest of the country.